Morgan.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It is straight up 9 o'clock on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. And excited that in the studio with us and appearing at the Improv this weekend in Ybor City is Bob Saget. The anxiety that I have had all morning about you having to walk through my garage to come in here has been killing me.
I didn't notice it. I mean, I was on some kind of alcohol from the plane.
You are one of, which one is Bob Spanish? Do you know? Four? Three? Three. This one here. What do you want to hear or talk
about? Yeah, here. Here.
Well, you're
good.
Turning the wrong one. That's sorry. Three. There you go. Any better?
Any knobs I can touch make me happy. I don't care. Yeah, turbulent flight. That was the only issue. But
that's the other thing. The fact that you have to fly in and come straight here.
I like it.
Like Richard Lewis was like so mad at me when he had to come in the studio. This is years ago, and I love him.
He's
so,
had a lot of therapy since then. I think he would be.
He's
happy.
Okay now. Yeah. So you're one of the guys that I love and respect. So
oh,
I was like,
you.
I know most comedians. I'm like, yeah, come on, you got to sell tickets, come in here. But now you, I feel awful about.
No, the thing is, I used to come in and see all the
yes,
time.
Yes,
and then. It's been crazy. Last time I was here, I didn't know I was going to be playing the Tampa Improv or Improv Comedy Theater, as they call it, because it's so high
ceiling.
Everybody's
fancy now, yeah.
It's so fancy. But they asked me like a month ago, do I want to do it? And I went, sure, because I really can't stop doing stand-up, but it's all new stuff, which makes me so happy. Because I was here, you helped me promote the Ruth Eckert Hall, the Capitol
Theater.
That's 20 names. The Bill Hymer. Ruth Eckert. I don't know if they got divorced. Do they love each other?
That's my goal, is eventually have enough money where I put my name on one of these theaters that they have to say. You did. That's why I was surprised you were coming back so soon. But this area loves comedy, loves you.
Yeah.
The number one thing that people say about you when I say, oh, Bob Saget's coming in, and they always go, you know, Bob Saget, his stand-up is filthy. You know?
That's such a shock, you know?
But that's like, they're so...
And I started like that. That's what no one realizes, is I started at 17 years old.
Yeah.
And I was a musical act, comedy songs.
You had the guitar.
That's all I did. And I still do comedy songs, but they're original, and I always do like three or four songs every special I do.
Do you remember? I still remember your
I remember all of it.
No, but I remember the one you did on Bill Boggs' show. Remember I sang it to you? She had a boyfriend.
You did sing that.
Three boyfriends. I mean, we were
and
talking.
They all lift weights. And they eat raw meat. And I'm a six-foot geek. I used to say spaz, but you can't say that anymore.
Oh, you can't?
Nah.
Spaz is a canceled word?
I think it came back.
I think you could use it now.
Okay, it's back. Yeah.
That
was...
ago,
they beat me up real bad. But I wouldn't care if they broke my nose or...
bent my back.
Or
neutered me for life. Do I remember? You can't remember and I remember?
I got off a plane. As long as I could still be her boyfriend, her neutered boyfriend, her Quasimodo knocking boyfriend.
I watched when you got the video show. I remember going, I know that guy. That guy's a great stand-up. He's going to be great at this.
Oh, you're so nice. I've known you since Bill Boggs.
I'm 50 years old now.
Right.
That had to be eighth grade, freshman year, maybe?
I could have babysat you.
You may have.
Did I?
We could have had a weird relationship for sure. But that was one of the things, the first things I was able to record on VCR and then watch it 1,000 times. And that's the one, out of all the guests he had on, you're the one that I remember. And anyway, so how long after that, after doing stand-up, what do you get first? What's your first thing you get before Full House?
I guess Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedian Special.
Which was the key to success for comedians.
And it was the very first one he ever did. It was the 9th annual, but they had other people host it.
Okay.
And then finally Rodney did it, and he had on Sam Kennison, who I introduced him to, which is crazy. I didn't know I was that old.
Right.
And then poor Sam's gone, and he was a, you know, really... It was special. And Yakov Smirnov, Louis Anderson, Rita Rudner, Bob Nelson, Richie Gold.
Okay.
I mean, it was a...
So Louis's great. Louis Anderson.
Yeah, and a sweetheart.
Who are the other ones I remember?
Rita Rudner.
Okay, Rita Rudner. She's owned Vegas for all these years. Yeah.
Yep. And Yakov Smirnov.
Oh, okay. So Yakov. Do you know what he does now?
Well, he still does stand-up. I know that.
He's killing it. In where is that?
Branson.
Place?
He left Branson.
Oh, he left Branson.
Yeah, I'll give you all the 411 on everybody.
Well, he we did a thing
because everybody started dying, so we started going to memorials. So we all caught up with each other. It's like who's memorial this week?
He came here to do a show, And I hadn't seen or heard of him in years, but I remember him. Oh, you know, what a, oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
What a country.
Let me pull your place.
You're right. Don't worry about it.
He goes, you watch television in Russia. Television watches you. Yeah. So we would always do, you know, eat apple pie. And in Russia, apple pie eats you.
Back then, that was such a big deal because of the Cold War, and he was so funny.
Yeah.
So he
and he was a good man. He helped me move into my apartment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were broke.
Oh, that's so funny. Don't you love to think about that stuff now?
Yeah.
My buddy Pete and I lived together. We were poor as dirt. We ate Ben and Jerry's fish food ice cream that somebody gave us a case of it, and stolen Stelladoro cookies for, that's all we had to eat.
Sounds
for
like
years.
You were doing good.
Well, you know, we got fat, but that was good. But I mean, that was the only thing we had. Now we look at it, and Pete sells Ferraris to rich guys, and I'm doing a show in my garage, and
you have the number one show.
I know we inundate people with that.
You do. But it's Tampa, and it's a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the third biggest in the state.
It's going pretty well.
It's based on pirates, Tampa.
That's right.
I couldn't believe it when I really researched it. I mean, it's in the 1500s.
I don't believe any of that garbage. I think that these are all things people made up so they could have parades. That's all they did. That's all they did.
And they all dressed like Johnny Depp?
Yeah. It used to be where they just wore a patch. Now in Johnny Depp, they made it. Everybody's got to be all intricate now with their pirate stuff. It's insane.
Right, right.
So you do Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
And then what is the first nothing?
I was doing acting classes. I was doing warm up for television shows. Bosom Buddies, they warmed up the audience for most of those episodes. And then they even put me on one of the episodes because a friend, Chris Thompson, who's also no longer with us, was the producer and creator of it. And then I did a Richard Pryor movie when I was 26, 27.
Wow, that had to be huge.
It was big. It was called Critical Condition. It was an amazing experience.
Was he one of your idols, like the area we talked to?
Yeah. Pretty much everybody's, you know. And so when I got to the Comedy Store, one of my first MCs was Letterman.
Oh, wow.
And Robin had not even gotten Mork yet.
Wow.
And Michael Keaton was there, and Billy Crystal. They all took a liking to me, and Billy sat next to me and said, "You're good. What's your story?" And I've known them my whole career.
I love Billy Crystal. I'm a New York guy, so I grew up. Billy Crystal to me is one of those. Like Letterman, like Howard Stern, like Paul Simon, they're all just genuine. That's New York people, right?
Yeah, they have an escalated mind, and they're very real. And yet, they go into showbiz. Yes, they've made a lot of money, but there's something very gritty about them. They have the things that they love. You know?
Yeah. So you make your way through the Comedy Store, which, by the way, that documentary that they did was fantastic.
Yeah, Mike Binder, my friend. He was one of the first comedians I ever saw. When he was 17, I was 21.
Being an East Coast guy, I did not know a lot of those things. I mean, I didn't know Letterman out until he came to Late Night. And to be able to go back and see some of that footage and the stories of him and Jay and all that stuff, I thought that was
They were really buddies, yeah. You know? And Jay... I was working at the Mike Douglas Show in Philadelphia when I was 17. It was his first television appearance. I was there.
Jay's.
And that's he did a joke. You know, these crazy watches, they have actual hands on them, and they point to the numbers because their digital watches were so popular. That was his sarcastic view of watches.
One time when I was a kid, before he was on The Tonight Show, I saw him on an episode of... One Day at a Time,
right.
Where one of the daughters had to go to a clinic because she thought she had a disease, and Jay Leno was in there as a guy who had VD.
Really?
He was like,
that's forward.
That was Norman Lear.
That's why that show was edgy.
Trying to encourage people to go and get checked out, and you know, and then Jay, and nobody ever brings it up. I kept waiting while I was watching The Tonight Show for someone to throw that clip in his face, and it never came up.
Well, they bring up American Hot Wax. He'd been in a bunch of movies. Yeah. I don't want to act. I don't want to tell jokes.
Yeah.
You know, that's my bad impression. I sound like Augie Doggie's kid. I don't know what I sound like.
Is he? I don't know. Do you know Jay pretty well?
Yeah, I mean, I just did an episode of his Jay Leno's Garage.
Yeah.
So that'll be on.
Which I like. I don't care about cars at all.
No.
But when I watch a show, I like it.
And it's funny because I went out there and I didn't know. I wore a jacket. I didn't want to take it off because the shirt was ripped. And so it's 150 degrees. It's in Chatsworth somewhere. And I'm riding literally a Humvee, some newfangled thing that's called like the atom bomb or something, and it has on the actual steering wheel, they make them themselves, an atom bomb blowing up because it goes like 8 miles to the gallon.
Oh, wow.
And it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was
sure.
It was like the Indiana Jones vehicle. I felt guilty, but I was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
it was rock quarry and Jay Leno. We were on walkie-talkies. Which were really not really walkie-talkies, but then basically use Apple earbuds on
the
television show. Hey, so remember what happened years ago? We're doing an interview in two different cars.
Oh, that's funny. I sold my Hummer after years and years of having it.
I wanted one, but then I decided, you know, I'm happy with my package. How big does the thing have to be?
Oh, I'm so disappointed in my package. I had one, and I lifted it. That's how disappointed I was.
I would just lift my package. I would put a hydraulic thing on it, like a small pest dispenser.
I had this car for all these years, and I thought, well, my son could drive, I will give it to him. They don't make them anymore.
Right.
Pristine. And my son got his permit, and he was like, yeah, I don't want that. And he was like, I really want a Tesla. I was like, oh, all right, we'll sell the car.
That's actually nice. I mean, he's asking for money, but you can't go around saying it's the number one show in Tampa and him not coming for money.
Can't have him driving a hoopty.
How old is he?
He just turned 15 in August.
Oh, no.
So he doesn't have his license yet. He says his permit, but I want him to be able to drive the car so he's comfortable with it when he can actually drive.
Does he drive by himself? He can't. And he can't drive people.
He can only drive me or people, adults with licenses.
I had a problem with my middle daughter, and I'm sure she'll love hearing this, but I don't know how she'll get a hold of it. She'll find it. It's the internet. Everything's
it's the number one show in Tampa. She'll hear it.
She was sick, just turned 16, still wasn't supposed to drive people for a couple months. I don't know why. Some California law. And she was in a parking lot, and I guess some of the kids might have been stoned. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And her car doors were open. She said we were going to jump another person's car because the battery was dead, one of the young men.
Right.
And the car backed up, and a door scratched the entire side of the other car.
Yeah.
So I had two, and she just gotten a ticket.
Yeah.
And I didn't want her to lose her license and have insurance go up, so I paid. It was like $4,000 between the two cars, cash. And then I was... I'm mad, and she was wrong, as I told her not to do what she, I told her not to be where she was, and so she worked at Cold Stones to pay it off.
Really?
I had her do that, and she wouldn't sing the song when they would tip her, because when you get a good tip, you got to sing that song, like your birthday, they have like all different ones.
Yeah.
And my youngest daughter, we would park out front, and I'd give her $20 to go put in the tip jar.
She'd have to sing.
We wouldn't go in just to watch her sing, and she'd have a hat on incognito. She hated it. She would glare her eyes. Happy birthday. She just mouthed her mouth like a puppet. She wouldn't even, words didn't come out of her mouth.
Oh, I love
that. And she would just stare at me through the windshield.
Yeah. Do you I find it a great joy to embarrass my children.
Well, I don't want to embarrass them.
Not by making her work there, but making her sing for sure.
Yeah, I actually found it very funny. I don't know why. Yeah, I agree with you. It's cruel because
it's wonderful.
Well, also I was giving her $20.
Right. She earned it.
So it's a win-win for me. Not really. Well,
I have an 8-year-old daughter, and I went to Starbucks one time, and I rolled down the back window at the drive-thru, and I took the thing from the guy, and I go, "Hey, my daughter thinks you're really cute." Oh, I never saw anybody freak out.
She was
like, "I didn't say that. I didn't say that." To this day, she's still mad at me that I did.
She's eight.
That's
young.
Oh, I know. No, but it's just...
You know that people of younger ages shouldn't be...
You shouldn't be flirting?
I don't think so.
Yeah. My daughter is a wonderful, beautiful girl who is destined to be a serial killer, so she's way ahead
of her. That's positive. Yeah, that's a good feeling.
Yeah, when you have three daughters, you know that the chance of all three of them being
good is not...
I have one. That's
mine
enough.
Will not be a... None of mine will be a serial killer. They're all...
Because you made them work at Cold Stone.
Well, just one.
Yeah.
The other two just didn't do anything wrong. They just work hard. And they're very appreciative. We've had a lot of hardship in our family. My family had a lot of death and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's why a lot of my humor went to a dark place. And I would say things that are just dark.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I was blue. It was like I'm just saying stuff that it's how you deal with death.
Yeah.
So my dad would fart at a funeral, but just so I could hear it.
So you could laugh.
And then I'd say, well, Dad, you know, cousin Tootsie died. And he would say, I've got to get the poison out of my body. And it wasn't that he wasn't grieving. He was trying to, it was almost like the movie Life is Beautiful. He was trying to, I'm sure all your listeners are like, oh, yeah, we know that reference.
We do. I talked about it on the air not too long ago.
You did?
Yes.
Is this a special movie?
Yes. Oh, I watched it and I had no idea. I had heard of it and watched it. And at the end, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very special movie because it's how do you get through the worst thing that exists, and humor can do it, but he really took the kid to a fantasy world to do it. And I find right now I'm more motivated to do comedy than I've been since 1995.
So interesting to me because you are a guy who doesn't need the money. You've had a long, successful career. You would think at your age, you're like, all right, I did it now. I want to relax.
Oh, I'm never retiring.
No, huh?
No. I mean, I was set to direct a movie, but that thing can't happen now, which was... it was Norm. We were doing a sequel. So
Dirty Work?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then this is where we had a wonderful investor. I have a great producer, famous one.
Yeah.
And I don't know. You can't really do it without, how do you do that without him?
No, you can't.
But there are thoughts, but I don't know what they are. I mean, it's just... his loss is a chasm.
I felt very fortunate. We have had him on the show, and he's not a guy who does a lot of that stuff.
But he would like you.
He did, and I was so impressed. And I mean, I was so nervous. We were doing afternoons at the time, and he came in, and he was like, "Oh, hey," he sat down and he did the interview, and then like I could tell 5 minutes into it that he was into it, and I was like, "Thank God." And then
you're real. You talk like a person.
Well, yeah, I tried.
And you knew him. You knew his stuff.
And I told him at the end, I said, look, I got to tell you, I don't get very nervous very often, but I was nervous all day. And he goes, why? I go, because you're so weird. I didn't want it to be. And he was great. And I made him do a spit take by, I say, hey, didn't you used to bang Al McPherson and he'd spit water all over the place? And I was like, this is the best day ever. Yeah, I'm glad that we have a memory with him.
I don't know if he banged. I mean, a couple jacuzzis. I don't know.
Oh, I don't even want to. Listen. Last time we talked to you on the phone, I am so impressed and enamored with your wife.
She's so cool.
I mean, I loved your wife before I knew she was your wife because I follow her on Instagram. And then when she told the story in her own Instagram story about how you guys met and all that stuff, and I was like, hey, this is, couldn't get any better.
And it was through Ro Khan in Chicago. Do you know Ro?
Not personally, but I know who he is.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And I just said, is this a good person? Because she's really cool because she's a working girl. No, she's just good at it. She's a producer and, you know.
The way I found her. Was she does videos on Instagram where she was given like recipes and ways to cook things, and this family eats a bunch of salmon. For my daughter, who likes nothing but chicken nuggets, will also eat salmon. So she had a recipe for salmon, and I said, "I'm making it.
It's good.
It was great. I made it. It was great.
It's literally It's on a cedar plank.
It was on a cedar plank with a little brown sugar, and it actually had a little bit of.
I can't believe this is happening.
And then it's emailed her and I said, "That was wonderful. Thank you." And she wrote back, "I'm glad you liked it." And I was like, "We're best friends now."
I can't wait to tell her. As I was pulling in here, she was getting up because she's got to go do a trip for tourism. Tourism bureaus hire her.
Right.
And then she films all this stuff. And a lot of it, she has a crew for a lot of things. She's doing stuff for United as a producer.
Right, okay.
United Airlines, not van lines. United Refrigerators. The United Way. That's not nice. I would do stuff for them. But she just texted me on the way and said sweet stuff about, she was concerned about my flight and all this stuff. Because she goes on flight trackers, so she knows everything a flight does. So she knows my plane was having a weird, you ever watch the show Manifest?
No, I know what
it is. It's the one where your plane goes 5 years into the future.
Yeah.
That's what this flight was.
That's great that you... Because I would think that if I was you and I was married and I had kids and I had all this success and I ended up not being married anymore, I probably would not get married again unless you find that person.
I didn't think I would.
Yeah.
And you're married still.
I'm still married.
How many years?
It'll be... God, you put me on the spot.
Have we known each other 20 years?
In passing, sure.
Well, Bill Boggs...
Were you
physically in the building?
No. I was a kid. Boggs. I was watching it on TV. That's I grew up in New York, so it was on the Fox 5 channel.
You're 50, so I was 15.
You
were 6, 7. Because I was like 23 or something.
And then you meet her, and you have a whole rest of your life now. I think that's great.
And I'm friends with some old Norman Lear. I name drop him only because... I feel like it's one of my favorite name drops.
Yeah.
And he's 99.
Oh, wow.
And we have a cigar night with a bunch of music people, and we do it on Zoom, but I was over his house 2 nights ago. And then we went out to dinner 4 nights ago.
What do you mean a bunch of music people? Musicians or
recording studio people, executives.
Okay, so you all just kind of hang out.
Concord Music Executives. It's a really cool label that has all of Frank's catalog, all of Charles, all of Fogerty, all of Creedence. They have a lot of major people.
Phil Donahue was married to
Marlo
Thomas, and he said that he used to go to Danny Thomas's house and play poker with George Burns and right. all these other people. And I thought, you can't, it doesn't get it. Like, I wonder if my son is, for years, great comedians have been coming in my house, spending nights here. If he'll ever realize that.
You comedians spend nights here?
So, Bobby Kelly is one of my best friends. So when he comes to town, he'll stay here for like the week instead of staying at a hotel. Bert Kreischer. I don't know if you know Bert.
Of course yeah. I know Bert.
Bert's from here. Bert and I have been friends since.
Bert, I didn't know Bert was from Tampa.
Yeah, Bert's from this neighborhood. From
well, Luke's. You don't have a laundry bill.
He's got nothing to watch. And then Ralphie May.
I loved him so much.
My kids used to think Ralphie lived with us because Ralphie would stay here for like a month at a time. Like when they were born, they just that was Ralphie.
I just did a documentary. Did you do it? Are you in it?
No, I don't like his ex-wife. So
oh, really?
She was involved.
I just did it because I didn't know the drama.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but I mean, I loved Ralphie, and it was just the other day was his 4 years since he's passed, and he was such a wonderful, generous person. But I hope that my kids. When, you know, they're older, they realize what luck they had to be around all these people.
I think they will.
Yeah.
My daughters do. And they go, I can't believe that we grew up and we knew these people.
Yeah. I mean, that must be a wonderful life.
Years ago, when my middle daughter, who's now 31, was 3, I was going to go to dinner with Tom Hanks and his wife, and he was on Bosom Buddies, and I was the warm-up comic.
Right.
So we were going to go to dinner, and we had to pick my daughter up from preschool, and he's in the car. It's just him and myself and my ex-wife, and we pick up my daughter, and she starts screaming, I don't like him. Get him out of here. And I said, honey, everybody.
The one person in America.
Oh, he had done Splash already. I said, everybody likes him. I hate him. He couldn't stop laughing. He's like the most lovable
person.
Oh,
my God, that is great.
Yeah, and the most pure.
So. Do you still friends with him?
I'm acquaintances.
Right, you don't
not
see
really.
Him right
No, but some people I'm closer with than I've ever been. You know, I wasn't as close back then.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how you, through this whole time, and we all have said this a million times, the pandemic has kind of reset people.
Yeah.
And it's also, unfortunately, put a fire under a bunch of people. So people are yelling from every side of every which way.
Yeah.
It's an octagon of hate.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it. So I'm doing everything I can to just be funny. And sometimes I'll do an early show and everybody's more social, more nice. And then I don't want people to be nice. That's
right,
annoying.
Right.
That's, you know, it's too sweet to make you sick. But then people tend to get too drunk sometimes
on the late shows. Yeah.
And then they are all have one attitude of anger or negative. And then the poor people from the improv will have to deal with that.
Yeah.
When they have, and they do. They
She's
have
not
to go.
The one, I can assure you.
No, she will not be bouncing people.
She's not throwing anyone out.
I don't like throwing people. I like to deal with it and say, look, will you be nice?
Yeah.
Can you just stop?
Yeah.
Can you just stop?
You're ruining everybody's.
I had a guy, you were bringing up my wife, Kelly, a guy during the show last week in Charlotte picks up his I don't know what phone it was a Galaxy something that I've never seen.
Uh-huh.
Thought he was going to play Nintendo. Thought he was going to play Zelda. He holds up a screen with my wife on it. I'm in the middle of literally the punchline
right.
of some bit that it took me 4 minutes to get to.
It's
a long story that I was telling, and the guy holds it up. He goes, I got your wife here. And I'm like, dude, this is, you don't talk. This is not Chicken Wire.
Right.
This is not 30 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm doing this club because I'm working out new stuff, and you're lucky to see me right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I wonder.
That's a mean thing to say to somebody because
it's
subjective.
What goes through their minds to think that that now is an appropriate time to interrupt
and
you?
And then
with that.
He goes, and I'm one of the only Jews, so we're from the same tribe.
Oh.
I said, no, we're not.
Yeah.
No, you're canceled.
That's right.
I'm still here.
You're not even allowed to be a Jew anymore. You've ruined this so much. Oh, that is awful. Bob Saget is here. Bob is going to be at the
That's
improv.
Awful. Bob Saget is here.
Don't tell him if you're a Jew.
That sucks. Here's Bob Saget.
You can go to get tickets online to go see him. Don't wait till you show up at the place because there's a chance that there won't be any tickets left. So if you want to go, do people have an opportunity to meet you? Or
no.
Are you so busy?
That busy, and also I've had people come back that are like, you know, I'm not sure if I have COVID, you know.
Oh my God.
You know, and that's where I just kind of take it easy.
Jesus.
And I don't push my values than anybody.
No. But you got to watch out for yourself.
I got to make myself healthy and not get them sick. But,
yeah.
But my mask off. I'm on stage, you know, and I'm not insisting
right.
that people have their certificate of what they'll need to get again in nine months or 10 months or whatever the hell. And I get it because that's my thing. So I just do it, and then. And I had the asthma as a kid. I don't know. Probably something will happen.
Yeah, you don't want to screw around.
My meter will fall off.
Yeah, we don't want that to happen.
But I'm basically a petri dish because my mouth's open.
Yeah.
And people are laughing.
Breathing at you.
It.
Yeah.
And, I just saw that people have been talking about that. Oh. You know, droplets in your mouth. I don't know anything. I just want to.
Don't breathe on Bob Saget if you're seeing this weekend. I
wonder if you can get it from other kinds of sex. If you don't breathe on each other, but you're connecting body parts, can you?
Maybe not that part, but if you're...
Can you get a droplet in your eye? I would think so. It goes to your tear duct.
I don't know, but you're turning me on like you wouldn't believe.
I know. Yeah. I want to put a droplet in your eye. I'm going to need you to lay on the floor.
I normally don't let people droplet in my eye, but for you, I might think about it.
I'm going to sit on your head.
You
like candy?
You got a van?
Yeah. I was with a driver to come here to do this, and I pulled over to the side of the road for a minute. I was trying to, move hotels because I do that everywhere I go.
Right.
And we're behind an abandoned school bus, and there's a guy on it. And I'm like, I think we're going to have to call 911. I said to the driver, what is he doing? Please tell me we don't see a child in there.
Oh, no.
We're going to call 911.
Oh,
he was just cleaning up all the wrappers and stuff. I hope.
You sure he was?
He wasn't holding tongs or anything.
You are very close with your Full House family.
Yeah.
And
like crazy close.
And I thought about that, and I was like, that's so weird. And then I thought, next Wednesday, we're going to Las Vegas, and we're all going. And I thought, well,
you're bringing everybody?
Well, I'm not bringing everyone. I'm not that rich. But no, we're all going
you're
together.
The number one show in Tampa.
Man, well, you should be my agent.
It says it on your pinned tweet.
I was nominated for a radio award. And
congrats.
Thank you. And
do they call it? The roofie?
The Marconi.
Is it called the Marconi?
It's called the Marconi.
That's the guy that invented the damn thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we used that as an excuse for us to go to Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then it turned out because of COVID, they canceled the award ceremony. So I'm like, well, we're still going to Vegas, and then we're all going. And
where are you staying? Are you allowed to say?
I don't know. Not
you don't
want
to say.
Yeah,
because
people call in the middle of the night and be like,
Treasure Island.
Yeah,
so it's like
it's
the Buccaneers.
Circus. You may have heard of it.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I love the trampoline acts. You know, go see that show, Absinthe. It's like a dirty Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's in Caesars, and it's in a tent. And they serve absinthe, which is, absinthe, but the show is hilarious.
Really?
It's like burlesque a little bit, but they're doing Cirque du Soleil stuff.
See, that's good to
know.
And
it's kind of dirty.
Yeah, that's good to know, because we did. So I'll give you Wednesday we were supposed to go to the awards. We're not doing that, so we're going to dinner. Thursday.
Where are you
going to
go, Joe Stone Crab?
We're going to, where are
Sbarro's.
We going? Sbarro, yeah.
What is Sbarro?
No, that's like the pizza place you see at the airport.
Oh.
Yeah. No, we're going to.
That's why I've never seen it.
We're going to one of Gordon Ramsay places, you know.
Oh, that's good.
And then on Friday, this is where
doesn't
it gets
Gordon Ramsay sound like an ultra large condom? Just that name. I'm wearing the Gordon Ramsay.
I would not fit in the Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, I would fit in the Phil Ramsay.
I wear the box. 12-pack box.
We are Friday. Me and this elf and that elf. We're going to see Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
I
hear he can move.
I'm sure.
No, I mean just move. He lifts an arm, it comes down. It's like Pinocchio. He's a real boy.
That's exactly what he looks like.
He's interesting. You're going to be. It's interesting.
I
know he had back problems.
So oh, really?
Be thinking about that the whole
show. So hopefully he can they prop him up at the piano.
I think he's standing. I don't think he can sit. Once he sits, he's ruined.
That's so funny.
I think he ends the show by sitting, and then
they wheel him out.
He's not a kid.
No.
So, but he
by
has
any
the
means.
Same haircut.
Yeah.
And he's
different
made
face.
Up. I mean, it's a Vegas old style Vegas star.
That's what we were trying to go for. We were like, what can we see that'd be really?
No, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And it's going to be through me and him who together don't equal 6 feet. And you know people are going to be taking pictures of us being like, this fat guy brought his two gay friends with him and the three of them were just having a ball. So
Barry will bring you backstage.
That's what I said. We might make it backstage.
And then he's going to sing I Write the Songs, which he did not. write.
No. What do you mean he didn't write?
He didn't write. I write the songs.
Who wrote that song?
I don't know. He wrote Mandy.
Yeah.
And then he wrote some other songs. And
he did not write the... What a liar.
Well, as I write the songs, it's kind of the one you want to write.
We should yell liar at him while he's singing that song.
That's good.
I write the songs. No, you didn't.
Bruce Johnston.
Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys.
Oh, so Galvin's back at the studio.
That's
sorry.
Bruce Johnston. Is Bruce Johnston or Bruce
Johnston? Yeah, from the Beach Boys. You're right.
Oh, no, I think it's Bruce Johnson from the Beach Boys. So one guy's a Johnson because he's got one, and then Johnston is a different thing. That's when your Johnson weighs a ton. So you need a very large kettle to keep your testicles in.
Are you ever worried, or were you worried when you did really dirty stuff with your daughters? Like,
I don't talk about it like when they're there, but as they when they were kids, but as they got old, because I acted probably more like Danny Tanner, just in terms of you summon up things that are familiar to you when you play a character,
right?
Unless you're playing a murderer,
right.
Just kind of doing that for the heck of it, but for fun. But I play a priest or a murderer or somebody weird in different things on Broadway. I've done that, and my kids are. As they got older, I had to clear things with them because they did an HBO special called That Ain't Right. And that's kind of when I crossed the line.
Right.
And when a little bit, I did F-bombs like there were rim shots, you know. And don't make a drinking game out of me throwing an F-bomb back then, 2007. And I did a bit about my middle daughter. And it's when you talk about them without clearing it.
Yeah.
That, and she's like, I caught so much crap because of that, Dad. That's not what she said, actually.
Yeah.
But she is right. And she was right.
Well, that's like Bert told the story of his daughter getting her period on Conan O'Brien, and I thought, well, that's not going to work. But his daughter, he's got such a great relationship with them, so
yeah.
I'm sure he cleared it.
Well, the thing with comedians is, even me, we're still like a big kid, and it's like, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
You're almost an adolescent. Even if you're like as smart as Norm was, there's still something like, you're an outsider. You're an alien of some kind. You're like a kid transferred from another school to this planet. You know,
yeah.
And that's how my life is. And people don't always understand why comedians sometimes will cause a ruckus. They'll just do it and stir the kettle to do it. If they say, don't do this, that's what we do sometimes. And now in the canceling world, it's not something.
It's not as easy to do.
It's not, yeah.
But you still want to.
It depends on where you are on the food chain of comedy, too.
And what you could do.
Yeah. And then some people, like when they did the Comedy Central roast, some kids got mad and thought that it was true because Gilbert said things about me.
Right.
And they thought that was because they think that the roast is the news.
Right.
But that's the Gen Z that we have to somehow help.
Yeah.
Because they're delusional sometimes.
And, of course, Gilbert, a respected newsman.
Yeah. Amazing. In Sharknado, he was telling you, it's a Sharknado. Did you see any of the Sharknado movies?
I saw the first one. No,
I watched during this whole quarantine time, we were binging on shows, but we had a gap. We watched all six Sharknado movies, and we tried to decide what was more upsetting, Tara Reid to look at or the sharks flying in the air. And Tara, you know, she's still a very attractive person, but it was, you know, it's meant to be campy, you know.
Can you be, like you said, Tara Reid, can you do this? I don't know. I can do it because I don't care, but Tara Reid is an absolute dunce. Can you say things like that when you're really feeling, or you're such a nice guy?
I don't want to say bad things.
I know, you're a nice guy. I know.
And there were times where I would say that she wasn't that nice to me in my career, and then later she was. So that comes not always because you decide I'm going to be a better person, but because you've gone through some hard knocks, so you want to be nicer to people.
I find that I can only judge people the way they treated me. So when people are like, I hate that guy,
that's
it's
true,
always
though.
Cool to me. Yeah.
That's accurate.
Yeah, that's all I could tell you.
And there are some people, and most of the time you meet people, and I've met so many people, that people, because I've met so many people, and I like to list them. So, but people go like, are they nice?
Yeah.
And they go, does it matter?
Yeah.
You know, I've known Bill Maher since he started.
Yeah.
You say his name and people go, oh my God, I love him or I hate him.
Yeah.
You know, or I'm in the middle, which I'm a fan of the middle sometimes.
And me, okay, Bill Maher, perfect example, don't like him, but because of its incident between he and I. So I have a reason to not like him. I don't just like him not good.
Down here promoting
a gig? No, he was on the phone promoting a gig. He was just a little, we had an argument about something. He was a little smarmy. It was about a politics. politics, and but he just had
gets moody.
But he has a holier than thou attitude, and we just sing along. Now, would I punch him? No, but I just don't love him. You know.
But I have a friendship with him because we were from way back in the day. We were 23 years old. We met each other, same management company, and I did Politically Incorrect a whole bunch of times, and I always gave him crap.
Yeah.
So if he gave me something, he'd give me a hard time. I would just turn it into a joke about my crotch, and it's very disarming. That's why I find it a unifier, because people go, you can't do those jokes because you'll get why it's about my crotch.
You're right.
It's not
nobody
about,
else should be offended by your crotch.
The word would start with a D, and people have disdain on those jokes. But that's I think they're, again, I believe it brings all people, my unit brings all people together.
I believe so. We should all
roads connect.
Connect at your D.
At my D. At my D. Big D on a good weekend.
Yeah.
A crying sad D on a sad weekend.
Like a rainy day.
A rainy day, or I can tell the weather with it.
Do you ever have it?
If it's out and it gets wet, that means it's raining.
It's raining, yeah. Did you ever have it where it decides to go in the cave?
Sometimes it goes all the way in. It came out once out of the back. It was a Hemi. went right through my entire fuselage. They can go inward. They can go all the way in.
I've experienced
it. And then you got a cavern in there that you didn't expect. You could stick a carrot in it. That's what I do before I make a salad.
6 more weeks of winter, then.
Right? And when you want to toss your salad, it's a whole different meaning.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's a carrot.
It gives
it really good vision.
People who know you from TV are going to love you as a comedian if they've never seen you before.
I'm surprised that they hadn't, because I've done enough specials.
I know.
I understand it, though. But the audience is all in on it, you know?
Do you know who's coming to the show? Who tonight bought tickets that I probably could have got for free, and is such a fan of yours, is my sister, who lives in Fort Lauderdale to go to law school, but is up here today. She's in my kitchen because she wanted to come here.
She shouldn't have bought tickets.
They wanted to make sure.
I love Radio Payola.
My father is like, I text my sister and I said, guess who's coming to the show in a couple of weeks, and she wrote, she didn't, anyway, she goes, don't tell me Bob Saget, and I sent her a picture of your bag, and she was so excited, and she was like, I'm driving up. She drove up, and she's going to the show tonight, and she drove over
so
here.
That makes me so happy. Is she at the early or the late show? I'll say hi to her.
She's here. She drove over here. But she has loved you.
She want to have some time with me?
I mean, she might. I don't know.
You guys can go in the pool.
Yeah.
You have a petting zoo?
we actually do.
Ralph and Joe.
I have a 80-pound tortoise in the back.
You have a? That's not a petting zoo.
Well,
that's
you can go pet it if you want. I have deer.
Can we make soup?
See, that's offensive. That's my turtle that you're talking about.
Is it your pet?
Yeah.
What do you do with him?
I feed him and he hangs out.
What do you feed him?
Lettuce and vegetables and fruit.
That sounds like a real fast-paced life.
Everybody says that, but he's the only. When I was a kid, He's fat. He's a fast runner. He runs. When I was a kid, I used to go to the Staten Island Zoo. It was the only thing in Staten Island that we had. And they used to have this tortoise that you'd look down in the tank. He was tremendous. And they said he was like 100 and something years old. And I thought, that's my speed of pet that I want. One that doesn't move very fast.
He was only 20 years old, but you keep him in the tank and he ages. He's so horrible. They can't move.
Well, this one, I built a whole pen for him, and he's out there.
Does he walk around?
He does.
Does he have water to go in?
He doesn't like water. He's an African sulcata tortoise. He likes the sun and the heat, and he does not want water because they can't swim. And I feed him, and he's got a house that he goes in, and he's great. And he's got a little house.
Split and level?
Believe me, it's a mansion for a tortoise. And I go out there, and it's very zen. You can chill out back there and hang out.
This is you should be paying for all of their things in Vegas. You got the number one show in Tampa. You've got a tortoise.
I got a tortoise.
With an entire development. You got a country club tortoise. And you have a deer, you said?
I don't have the deer. There's always plenty of deer in the backyard, And an alligator. That's not mine, but also lives in the lake in the back. So
that's not like Joe Exotics, is it?
No. It's a free alligator. She's here, Carol Baskin, if you want to visit her.
Yeah, she come killed to her husband, show. I think.
She did too.
I mean, apparently, from a rap song I heard. She must be great.
What do you want to do?
She must be great.
What do you want to do that you haven't done already? You stand up, successful.
Carol Baskin. I want her to skin me.
This is the weekend for it, buddy. Let me tell you.
I want to go to bed in a bear trap. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I love directing movies. But, yeah. And as I get older, I mean, this next special is all I'm thinking about. I'm planning to shoot. I'm thinking D.C. I'm not sure yet.
Why? How, what goes into the process of where
well,
you're
going? Well, there's a lot going on. When you go to some of these sellers, they want to keep it evergreen. So they don't want to, you know, talking out of school, but the masks, they don't want to see on camera. Some buyers and some people, it's a hard call. And so some cities are more open. That's why you're seeing a lot of Texas specials. And
yeah.
I don't know if there's any getting shot down here.
No, you could shoot. This is a Wild West down here.
Yeah, it is.
You can no mask, no shirt, whatever you want in this place.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I might shoot at an elementary school. There's no mask.
You don't need that, yeah.
It's not funny. It's such a weird time.
It is weird. That's the whole thing is we don't know. We talk about it and people get mad at us and we go, hey, don't listen to us. We don't know nothing. None of us went to medical school.
No, this is just talking dumb.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Burr is a friend of mine and Bill just says, you want me to get vaccinated? I'll get vaccinated. You want me to wear a mask? I'll wear a mask.
Yeah.
I don't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get through my life.
Right.
And I'm kind of at that place. I don't have any anger about it. I have had enough hardship. Enough people sick that I love from this also from COVID, it's always an extra thing in addition to well that's what helped put them down. You know they had cancer and then
it
they
just
got
made it worse. Huh?
And that's you know it just I life's too short for everybody to be
fine
so mad over something that it can protect people, but they don't want to believe. You know. I don't know.
Bobby
I got
Kelly.
My polio vaccine. I was able to walk in here.
Oh, yeah. It looks great. No chicken pox? None of that stuff?
No, you can't get rid of I don't want to get rid of chicken pox because, yeah, I like picking that thing. I wouldn't have a hole right in my head.
Put a jewel in there?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But Ruby. But I had a chicken pox on my wiener.
No.
Yeah, and I scratched it for about 15 years. And then finally it just popped right off.
Oh, you're going to miss it.
I miss my little scab.
I wish you lived here. I would love to hang out with
We'd
you.
We'd have fun.
Oh, my God. You're just the
We'd
best.
Go to that pizza place at the airport.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I saw Sagan at Sbarro's again. I love the place.
The funniest thing is the things that I've done that... Who's this, by the way?
Oh, it's Beetlejuice.
Oh, that's Beetlejuice from Howard.
Yeah, my brother-in-law bought me that for my birthday.
It's nice. It's almost actual size.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, he's giving you pieces of Post-its.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're in a meeting with a big executive, and they say, oh, your 9 o'clock is here.
Right.
Really? Because it's noon.
They just were reminding me that we have commercials to play at some time. Sometimes I get in a long-winded talking on the show, and they were like,
you
hey,
can
buddy,
play commercials. I'll do whatever you say.
Well, we should probably wrap it up so we can let you go, because the show's over in 18 minutes, and we probably have 22 minutes of commercials.
Okay. And do you advertise when's the game, tomorrow?
The game is Sunday. The Buccaneers
oh,
game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
And it was yesterday that they won? When did they...
What the hell you're talking about?
You don't know baseball. Sound like you know a lot about football.
What sport are you talking about?
I don't know anymore.
There's the Rays who are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But we don't really care about baseball. Nobody talks about it. And then our Tom Brady-led Super Bowl champion Buccaneers, they play on Sunday.
And preseason Lightning was last night.
Yeah, Lightning
and
played
they won.
Last night.
That's what
hockey.
I'm confused
That's preseason
by.
Hockey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when was the last time the Buccaneers played?
The Buccaneers played last Sunday. And
where did they play?
They played in Foxborough, where Tom Brady went back to Boston to New England for the first time since he left the team.
Right, and they were booing him.
Well, it was cheering boos, but
that's what
they
I was
won.
Thinking about. This is
yes.
lack of sleep that just spoke to you. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, it's quite all right.
Was Tom Brady on the Brady Bunch?
No, he was
for
not
a short
one
time.
Of the.
I believe
was
so.
Not one of the Brady's.
And Buccaneer is that when you cut off someone's ears and you sell them and deep fry them?
Yeah,
that's the oldest joke in the world. The Buccaneer.
The
that
Buccaneer.
Was like my dad. I think had a joke about a Buccaneer.
I love that joke. Now that I'm a dad, I love to make them.
I like them. I'm not against them. It's $10 a nut and it's a Buccaneer.
A Buccaneer.
But a nut is 10. You know, like a pecan.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you came here.
Thank you for having me. You got 40 hours of commercials to play.
Well, I want to remind everybody, you're going to be at the Improv this weekend.
Yes, the Tampa Comedy Theater, the Improv Comedy Theater.
Is that what we call it now, the Improv Comedy Theater?
It says it on a lot of things.
It's a building in Ybor City.
Your Twitter's not up with Tampa Improv? It's like from Russell Peters in January. And I was like, what? They got Instagram. But I was like, hey, I use Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to be in a place where people attack me for no reason.
Are we literally have to end the show now?
Yeah.
Unless you want to play 15 minutes of commercials and then come back.
Okay, no. I don't want it. All right, go see Bob Saget at the Improv.
You can go to bobsaget.com to get tickets.
There you go, bobsaget.com.
And then you can also see pictures of you and me making out from years ago.
And the chicken pock on the D.
Chicken pock and the turtle.
And the guy on the school bus.
And me just resting myself on the turtle's head, just squatting over the turtle. Listen, I'm going to sit on your head.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I could probably balance it. If you do dirty work and Artie doesn't make it, I'll fill in. I'll be happy to be there for you.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Artie. We've been trying to connect.
Good. I love Artie.
I love him so much. It's just, you don't want to lose funny people.
No, and I'm glad that he has so many people that love him around him that hopefully things work out for him.
I think they will. I'm hoping that. Yeah. That's what I'm praying for that.
You are one of the greatest, the nicest. You know I've been a fan since I was a kid, and I'm so happy that you're here. I hope you have a great weekend in Tampa.
I'm so happy to see you. You can't come. You're going to Vegas. Okay.
I'm going to Atlantic City, which is worse because it's Atlantic City, and then I'm coming back and going to Vegas. So ugh.
This is a song that kids in high school dragged me from the back of a truck to once.
It brings back great memories.
Yeah, it was really good just getting through the thicket.
Go to bobsaget.com. Have a great weekend. We will see you guys at the tailgate on Sunday, and then back here on Monday. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.